This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
Horrifying news story.
I don't know if this is the kind of hard-hitting news you're used to.
Got some good news and I got some bad news.
Now this could be the big story of the summer. Network is going to be wanting plenty of coverage.
What do you mean, silly? I mean, that's real news.
All right, watching the Knicks-Hawks game before the Nuggets-Timberwolves game. Hey, listen, I'm reminded right there. I mean, everybody thought the Knicks were going to easily get through this series, but Atlanta wins last night, 107-106. CJ McCollum had 32 points and 6 assists in the win last night. He had 3 critical hoops in the last 2 minutes. He had the go-ahead step-back jumper, and it was a performance, man. That guy's been around a while, and he was something else, man. The crowd did not like him. They were booing a lot of nasty things, saying a lot of nasty things to him. He said, hey, I'm no villain. I'm a nice guy with 2 kids and a wife. I think it's admiration. Great, passionate fans in a hostile environment. It's fun. It's basketball. It's the playoffs. If anything, I think it's a sign of respect. Yeah, that's a good answer by CJ. Yeah, Faith, Big Hub texting in too. Go Hawks. Although he missed those free throws. Hey, you got the dub, Big Hub. You got the dub. Mike Tomlin joins NBC as NFL studio analyst, according to sources. Yeah, I'm good with that. Want to hear more from Mike Tomlin? I'm sad he's not coaching anymore. Why? Why are you negative back there? You don't like Mike Tomlin now?
He coaches for a team that's not the Broncos.
Can you just say that and get it over with?
I mean, in this case, yes.
Ross?
But I liked him in the mod squad.
I don't know. What?
He looks like Omar Epps.
All right. Ross Dellinger of Yahoo Sports. How about this? The Presidential Media Committee has discussed a wide variety of cost containment and revenue generation concepts for college sports, including creating a G6-only playoff, limiting capping coach and AD pay, and optimizing the football schedule. So am I reading this right? There's an idea that there would be a G6-only playoff, that the G6 would break away from the Power Four? Is that how you're understanding this?
Kind of sounds like that to me.
Ooh, okay. That is not necessarily great news for teams like Colorado State, who just joined the Pac-12, Mike, and guys like Jim Mora. The reason he came to CSU, one of those reasons, was to potentially get into the playoffs, right? I mean, isn't that one of the reasons he cited? Joining the Pac-12 and winning the Pac-12 and perhaps being a playoff team?
It's my fault. I should have come out with my solution. I got lazy
and I
apologize.
On it. Still waiting on it. Also from Ross Dellinger, the idea that college football could expand. The presidential committee is pushing for a 24-team field, citing that, you know, it would also help raise more money. Yeah, I think that's pretty obvious, right? More playoff games equal more money. 24 teams. I think you're even in on that, aren't you? You're kind of good with that.
Yeah, the 24 teams just makes more sense. No bye weeks.
No. Well, you got to have... Well, in the playoffs?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good with that. No bye
weeks. Well, actually, no. I think there would have to be 4 teams with no bye weeks. Now that I think about it.
Yeah,
darn,
I think there's
have to do
be.
Math. You're
gonna, yeah, we're going to have to sit back down and do this. Big Hub says, who would watch a G6 playoff? I
G6
think...
G6 fans.
Yeah, G6 fans. The The FCS, why am I having a hard time speaking that out? The FCS playoffs are pretty fun, right?
They are for FCS fans.
You don't catch yourself wanting to watch the championship game or some of those playoff games, like, because you're not really an FCS fan. I know you're a UNC fan, but they're not really in the playoffs ever.
They will be hopefully soon.
Yeah, they could be. I believe in Ed. I think Ed Lamb's a great coach. I think if there is a man that can turn it around here, it's definitely Ed Lamb. No question. But who would watch a G6 playoff? I mean, personally, for my job, you know, I'm interested in CSU. And not just my job, I'm interested in CSU. I'm a fan of Colorado State. Would a G6 playoff, if I take out CSU and put on all the G6 teams in a playoff, am I that interested in it, Mike? See, I like the seat at the table. And you and I have gone rounds about this. You know, I like having the seat at the table. Whether that's a real seat or not, I still just like the option of having a seat at the table.
Yeah, the seat at the table is the high chair. And you get to eat the baby food.
I'll take it, man. If it's the high chair, it's the high chair. I just want the venom of knowing that it could happen. And if we eliminate G6 teams from getting into the college football playoff, the actual college football playoff, then that's not good. Big Hub says, I'm assuming the Pac-12 would be in that playoff. Yeah, the G6, right? Are we considering? Because isn't it G5? Wasn't it G5 and now Pac-12 somewhere in between?
Yeah, what you need to do is you need to, what I'm stuck on is the realignment. It has to be realigned so all the nobodies actually play somebodies, and there aren't too many somebodies. Like, you'd have to split up all the big conferences, so you can't have, like, Michigan, Ohio State, Washington, USC, UCLA, like, all those big boys. You have to split them up and make all new conferences where you have a few new big dogs who are going to be good for a while the crappy ones start building their programs.
Aaron texting in, I don't see the Power Four giving up any more spots in the playoffs to a G6 school than they absolutely have to. I watch Division II football playoffs. I'd watch a G6 playoff. Yeah, but he might be rare, right? Aaron might be rare.
Aaron's probably rare. There are a lot of people that I watch my team, and if my team's not in it, then I'm not going to watch it.
Yeah, I get that. And maybe I'm that way. I don't know. Following,
are you gonna watch before the CSU's movement? Would you ever watch Washington State at Oregon State, a Pac-12
in a random
way
game
after dark?
Yeah, I like Mountain West football. I like watching the Mountain West when it's not CSU.
Before it was Mountain West, like back when it was the actual quality Pac-12 conference and a few of those toilet teams.
Like before, you're talking like not,
you know, before the dissolving of the Mountain West.
This recent dissolving.
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched Mountain West. Yes.
No, I'm talking about the Pac-12. Would you have watched Washington State and Oregon State?
Oh, just by themselves?
Yeah. A 10 o'clock start time.
Probably.
Would you have stayed up till 2 in the morning?
No. I don't know. I'm pretty sick. I mean, I watch Air Force football and I enjoy it. You know, like I like watching Air Force run the ball 474 times.
But not a lot of people do. I'm
in the minority.
Probably
there.
Helps because it's the conference.
It helps
a lot of people.
It helps because it's the conference. You're right.
Yeah, a lot of people like I watched the Pac-12 conference the most and the Big Ten conference the most, because those were the two conferences,
and you had,
one I loved, the one I hated.
And you had familiarity with the teams and the coaches, so it's appealing.
Yeah.
Like, Air Force, if I'm explaining it to a random football fan that's never heard of Air Force, like, they love football, and they love scoring, and I'm like, yeah, this team's going to run a lot. It's triple option. It's kind of confusing, but they're going to run it, maybe pass it five times a game. I don't know if that's appealing, you know, to a lot. But I know because I know Troy Calhoun, and I know there's a rivalry, or there was a rivalry with Colorado State and all that. So I get into it. I don't know. Is there enough room for an FCS playoff, a G6 playoff, in a Power 4 playoff? Could a G6 actually generate dollars for these schools that aren't making the type of money that Power 4 schools are making?
You're not going to get big sponsors. You're going to get a bunch of smaller sponsors. It's not going to make that much. You might as well have the bowls. The bowls for the smaller guys and then the
That's what, yeah. Listen, now you're starting to get to these. Ross Dellinger is good at this. He's a senior college football reporter from Yahoo Sports. He's one of the guys in the know to follow. And if he starts reporting on this, there are real discussions being had as to whether or not the G6 belongs with the big dogs, that belongs to play them throughout the non-conference schedule, belongs in their playoffs, even one spot. There's that discussion. People like you, I know, kind of feel that way for the most part.
If both G6 teams had won, this would still be happening. Even if they had both won, we'd still have this happen.
Really?
If they had gone all the way to the championship, that's the only reason. That's the only time where we would go, well, actually, maybe this is a possibility. But then they'd get absorbed by one of the bigger conferences. But no matter what, if they had won their first round, it would have been chalked up to a fluke, or the bigger schools would have been like,
deep,
I don't like that.
If they would have won like two games, maybe. I think that maybe we're not. It's just, we've all been saying it, that eventually this is going to, it's going to be what it is. It's going to be the SEC and the Big Ten forming two monster NFC AFCs, and that will be their playoffs.
The Big Ten, I think, absorbing four Pac-12 teams is the death knell of this whole thing. And it started off with getting too many bowls.
It's so the
with
death.
Too many bowls.
Too many bowls. But you're also right, like the Pac-12 not being able to survive because they've always been, yes, they're Power 5. They were considered a Power 5 conference, right? But they were always considered the weaker of the five, right?
Not always.
Well,
not always.
Since we've been getting into these deeper conversations.
Yeah,
since
the
we've
last
been talking
few years
about,
you'd have like it would be Oregon for a couple years and USC, and then Arizona would pop in and Washington, but
for the most part,
mid 2000, I just feel like it started going downhill.
Yeah, and I think that
once it became the Pac-12,
right,
and something changed.
I think that right there tells you, man, if the Pac-12 can't survive, then with all the teams that they had, how can any other conference, the new Pac-12, hope to survive?
And some of it was leadership in the Pac-12. I mean,
not terrible leadership.
Taking that ESPN contract, like, that was stupid.
Yeah. Big Hub says, so really the Pac-12 or American would just win every year if we did that. It might be uneven there, too, if we went down to it.
That's why the best way to do it is to realign all the conferences, force a realignment.
I don't think they're going to do that, Mike. You think the SEC and the Big Ten are interested in realigning?
No, they aren't, but no. I'm going to have to make it happen.
It's not happening, bro. Keep in mind, too, the Big Ten's the one that wants the 24-team playoff. I think SEC's kind of – Greg Sankey was not a part of this last little media, this Congress meeting with this board or whatever we're calling it, media committee. Greg Sankey was not there, so obviously he's not big on – I believe the SEC's not big on the idea – of the 2014 playoff. Because I think whoever texts in is like, they don't want more seats at the table that wouldn't be to the SEC. If they got more SEC teams, and there's more promises that SEC teams get in. But keep that in mind, too. It's all about the SEC and the Big Ten. They make the decisions. All the other conferences voted on that when this whole thing kind of started passing so that they could get a seat at the table. They all signed off on, okay, the SEC and the Big Ten get the majority of control of the direction of the CFP.
Because they're the popular ones. Because they're the ones that everybody wants to watch. Everybody wants to see Ohio State and Michigan and Alabama. Like, people want to see them.
Yeah, more people want to see that than, like, I can sit and watch any football game. And if it pertains to the conference I'm interested in, there is a realistic chance you could see me watching Air Force and Wyoming over Alabama and Ohio State. Like, there's a realistic chance of that. But that's not the norm.
Yeah, I can sit down and watch those college football games, but it's a lot more of a chore if I'm watching UConn and Buffalo.
Yes, yes.
It's like, this doesn't really affect me, and
I'll
they both kind of suck.
Right.
At least UConn
doesn't
suck now.
Yeah, UConn doesn't suck now. Jim Mora changed that, Mike.
Well, they're going to suck now.
They could. They probably could. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. I didn't get to this one yet. Billy Donovan has decided to step down as head coach of the Chicago Bulls after six seasons. They announced his decision this morning, saying they wanted the longtime coach to remain in Chicago, but adding that they respected his choice. Didn't the Bulls just come out and say they wanted him back? I mean, they made a bunch of changes, but they were still like, you know, the base of what we're doing here is going to involve Billy Donovan. And Billy's like, I'm good. There's probably more money in college or something. He knows that. 21 minutes after the hour, Michael, we'll take a short break here. It's a whole show powered by Mosquito Joe of Northern Colorado. Before we do, I want to tell you about Interior Sprinkler Systems. Check them out online at interiorsprinkler.com. Sprinkler installation, fire, extinguisher inspection, kitchen hoods, paint booths, and alarms, too. So you want to make sure you take care of yourself, be safe, fire suppression and safety. Interior Sprinkler Systems is the one to go see. Check them out online at interiorsprinkler.com.
Nuggets get bounced in the first round, or will they make a serious run this postseason? Find out with us and listen to every game on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one sound like the key tumbling the lock open for the first time. One feeling like finally seeing your place after you've emptied all the moving boxes. That moment when four walls and a roof become the home you've always wanted. If you're on the search for that special place, we're the community bank that'll help you get there. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Jesse Kurtz, executive producer and lead anchor of the Mountain West Network, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
All right, I'm throwing out a little mock poll here. Thursday night, Mike, why do they do this to us? You brought it up earlier in your way. Thursday night, the Nuggets play at 7:30. Or is it the other way around? The Avs play at 8. Is that right? I have it here somewhere.
Yeah, the Avs play at 8.
Why do they do that to us? Like, why can't the Nuggets just play tomorrow night?
I feel like if it was, you know, the Lakers, well, maybe not the Lakers and the Kings, because the Kings aren't that popular, mm-hmm. but if it was like the Lakers, I don't know, a New York team, the Islanders and the Knicks, I feel like the ESPN and, you know, the sports would be like, oh, let's split these up. But no, they just want to torture Colorado.
Yeah,
it seems like
we run into this.
Against us.
I guess I should have added the Rockies to this too, to this poll.
Yeah, but they play in the middle of the day.
On Thursday they do. That's right. We have a short show that day.
And aren't we going to Big City Roadhouse? Suggestion.
Are you buying?
Hmm. I think we're going to Big City Roadhouse that day, right?
That sounds like a pretty good idea. We could probably make that happen. Yeah.
I think we should.
Maybe we should.
I'll drive.
I'm not going to get on the back of that scooter with you, Mike. That
no,
might look
I was
weird.
Saying, I'll drive your car.
That's also, I'd rather get on the back of the scooter with you than have that happen.
I'm pretty sure the two of us will break the scooter.
Are you comfortable with me? You know, I've got to get my arms around you. I need some handles. I can't just balance myself. So, because you have the handlebars, are you comfortable with that situation? I might lean my head on the back just a little bit because I get tired. It'll be like a light, you know. I'm just here for you.
Don't put your head on my shoulder.
Well, if I get tired on the way over there, I'm going to need to rest it. So why can't I do that?
By the way, I think like the limit is 230 pounds.
I can lose some weight.
And
Mike,
I think the two of us are more than 230 pounds.
How much?
Mike.
What are you at right now? Are you comfortable?
180. No, sorry, 195.
Okay, yeah, we're over that.
194 or 95.
I'm like a 174. So,
mine's all fat.
I mean, I've got fat too, Mike. Okay, so that's gonna hurt this scooter.
You know how they say some athletes are like 6% body fat?
Yeah, I don't. That's not my problem.
I'm 96% body fat.
That's pretty good, actually. That's pretty good.
4% muscle.
First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. Okay, Mike, so I screwed up last week. I did not get our vote up on X because X was acting weird on our movie review plan. Because we're not starting it this Friday. We're starting it next Friday.
Do you remember what the movies were?
I think The Natural...
Okay.
Tanner, what are the movies?
There was The Natural. There was something from like 1946 about a 1919 World Series.
8 Man Out?
Yeah, that one.
I don't remember. Big Hub says, you guys aren't in the 200s? Like Big Hub, you know I'm not 200.
Big Hub, are you calling me fatter?
Yes. But you, Big Hub, if I'm 200 pounds, that I look really fat because I'm a short guy. Not as short as you.
Yeah, I'm shorter than you.
Yeah. But I'm not 200 pounds. I have been 200 pounds once for about a month.
In college.
Discovered fast food, man. I got up here. I used to exercise when I was at the dorms, Mike. And so you could go work out at the gym. So I was working out hard. I was lifting hard because I wasn't doing sports anymore. So I had to find something. So I was lifting really hard. Problem was when I got out of the dorms the next year, still eating the same, stopped exercising. So I ballooned up pretty good and saw a picture with me and one of my nieces. And I said, I look like I'm about to eat her because I just look hungry all the time. So I decided right then. So thank you to my niece, Reagan, for that, because it was that picture that made me go, okay, yep. Because I always wanted to gain weight. Because when I graduated high school, I was 150. I was like 135 through most of my high school life. And then I was 150. I always wanted to be bigger. And so when I got to college, I packed on the pounds. I was lifting hard. I was eating hard. So I got up to like 185. And then I stopped working out and ate ridiculous and got up to 200. It was not a fun
time.
So
my old ID, the one that I got when I was 18, said I was 130 pounds. And that was a true estimation. I didn't know how much I weighed, so I guessed 130 pounds. When I got a new one a couple years ago, it says Go Broncos.
What?
There was enough room in the signature line for me to write Go Broncos.
Are you kidding?
So I wrote Go Broncos on my ID.
That's on your ID?
Yeah.
I hope that's illegal.
It says it's Micah Kilpatrick, and then I have Go Broncos on there.
Hello, Mr. Go Broncos. So your full name is Micah Kilpatrick Go Broncos?
Hey, on I'm your proud ID? Of it. It's a great accomplishment.
Why? What are you? He said, Chris is really looking forward to us on that scooter ride. Hope it's not freezing out and the fella on the back needs to whiz. So you're out on
Dumb
this
and Dumber?
Idea. We could try, yeah.
Which character am I?
Oh, you're...
My Jeff Daniels character?
Because
I want to be Jeff Daniels' character. I really liked him in Gettysburg.
I don't know. Are you Harry or are you Lloyd?
I don't remember which one is which.
The fact that we are actually having a deeper conversation of which one of us is the dumb one and which one of us is the dumber one kind of shows you the state of our situation here. We're arguing over who's the dumber one.
I just want to be Jeff Daniels because he was great as Joshua Lawrence Chamberlain.
I don't know what any of that is.
The movie Gettysburg?
Oh.
He was the colonel who ordered this swinging gate maneuver that flanked.
Okay, why are we going here?
The Confederates.
We're suddenly on Dumb and Dumber, and I like that conversation.
They were out
more.
Of ammunition.
Maybe I am the dumbest one. Okay, I'll take that. So
he,
that would
he
be
won
on
a,
Lloyd.
A medal for it. It was. I think it was a Congressional Medal of Honor. It was a really an amazing order.
Okay, awesome. Good for him. That's great.
It's a great movie. It's 4 hours long.
I'm not going to watch it.
Randy Edelman, great history.
I do respect. I love history. I like to watch the History Channel, but I'm not going to watch a four-hour movie from 1994.
Really, if not, read the book.
I'm also probably not going to do that. I like
the Killer Angels
as well. Did you read the book?
I did.
You actually read a book?
I did read the book.
Whoa. Okay. He said, "Chris sounds like Michael shops in the Husky section." You do.
I do shop in the Husky section.
That was a double meeting.
GoHuskies.com.
That was a double meeting. Big Hub, Michael has me dying from his randomness. He has me dying, but not in the same way you're dying right now, Big Hub. I am dying a little inside every day. What are you doing? Why?
I feel like we've been fighting all day.
We haven't been fighting any more than normal. I was grumpy gringo in the first hour, but
I tried to make you positive. I tried to be like, hey, it's going to be okay, Brady. I wanted to make you a little more happy. I wanted to keep you upbeat because you just seemed so upset today.
Do you think I like when I see my teams lose games, Mike? I was sad when the Broncos lost to the Patriots. I was pretty upset. It sucked how it all went down. And I think after we heard about Bo Nix's injury, I think we were all kind of setting ourselves up.
All of us?
Kind of. You weren't, because you're the guy that's like, ooh. But most of us kind of deep down there somewhere, we're kind of like, yeah, the Stidham thing, I don't know. And then, of course, the snow, and it was just a weird game. So I was down about it, but I'm pretty down about this one because my expectations are high. My expectations for the Broncos was get to the playoffs, win a playoff game. Now they might be changing. Now that Jalen Waddle's the Denver Bronco. My expectations actually might be changing. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. So I need the list of our movies we're doing, Mike.
We have two of them so far.
The Natural. Did we do For Love of the Game? Kevin Costner, For the Love of the Game?
I need to go back and listen to the podcast,
which
you can find on 1310kfka.com, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify.
Yeah, we got to start this next week, which means sometime in between the Avs and the Nuggets and the Rockies playing, I have to sit down and watch what's probably a 2 hour or so movie every week. Are we ready to do this, Mike? This is a lot of responsibility to put on us.
Well, if the Nuggets lose,
stop it. Then that's all we're doing. If the Nuggets lose in this series, the entire whole show is just going to be, we're going to talk about movies that we've seen.
And the first one we'll be doing is Gettysburg.
No.
Because you don't want to do Rudy, so the first one we'll do is Gettysburg.
Sports movies.
And then we'll do Glory, which is another movie I love.
Sports movies, Michael. This is a sports program. So that's
sure
what
they
do
I'm
here.
I'm sure they were thinking about sports at some time before they loaded their guns and shot each other.
I have the list. The Natural, Trouble with the Curve, 8 Men Out, and whatever Michael had.
Gettysburg.
No, of the baseball movies.
I think I suggested The Natural.
I suggested 8 Men Out, I think, because we got enough texters on it.
And then Tanner suggested
I'm pretty
something.
Sure For the Love of the Game is in there. Because didn't we do 4?
Yeah, there were 4.
And I thought you suggested The Natural.
Yeah.
Because you've never seen it.
I haven't seen any of these.
Or did we do Field of Dreams?
Field of Dreams could be one of them.
That
I haven't
was
seen
one
any
you
of
wanted
these,
to
so I'm excited to fall asleep during any one of those 4.
Okay, so he's saying it's Field of Dreams. Tanner's got a better memory than us, Michael. He's younger. So I think Field of Dreams is in there. So Hooligans, I want you guys to comment right now. I need something to cheer me up. So talking about movies. Oh, not Field of Dreams. Not that is what I'm getting from Tanner. No, not that. He's yelling. I think he's yelling at me.
I figured it would be Field of Dreams.
For Love of the Game?
Field, and Tanner likes cows and fields and stuff.
For Love of the Game. I'm reading your text right now. Faith says For the Love of the Game was one of the 4. Okay, Hooligans, right now, I need you to vote. Right now. You can call, tell Michael which one of these 4 we're going to watch, or you can text the First Advance text line, 888-530-0043. And I want you guys to review it with us.
And which one is it? So we've got...
You got to just one. You can only write one in. Just vote right now. The Natural, For the Love of the Game, Trouble with the Curve, and 8 Men Out.
Oh, we want to watch Trouble with the Curve.
Write those down. Michael, are you writing them down?
No. I'll listen to it on the podcast.
Smitty says Bo Durham. That's not even one of the options. This is why we can't ever do things like this. This is why we can't actually, because Michael doesn't know what the hell he's doing. He thinks he's got a plan. It's terrible. He wants to review Rudy and Gettysburg, and we're doing baseball movies. Smitty's texting in one that's not even an option. Faith saying for love of the game. So she's following the rules here. This is like Saturday Night.
To do our
show. Our show is like Saturday Night Live Jeopardy. That's what this show is. I'm trying to get a contest going for you guys, and Smitty's texting in ones that aren't even on the list. Lollygaggers. Faith saying Bull Durham, I thought, was one of the four.
That's for the week afterwards. Remember, it goes drama, comedy, drama, comedy.
Because you have this like really weird serial killer plan of how to do this.
Do I need to redo this?
970 texting, 8 men out or just kick Michael out? Kent.
You could do that.
No.
And I'll watch Gettysburg.
Stop. It's a sports show.
We're
going to review sports
movies.
So far, Eastside Chris is saying The Natural. Okay, so I need more. Lonster, where are you?
Can I vote?
Yeah, you can vote. Doesn't
go Broncos.
Faith says, write things down, co-host Michael. He's not a co-host.
You know what? I am a co-host. I should write this
He's
down.
He's not a co-host. He is a producer and barely that. Okay, 8 men out. I'm getting more on 8 men out. Smitty says, can't kick out the whole co-host. Oh, my gosh. You guys, what did I say in the first hour? Hey, can you cheer me up? I'm pissed off that the Nuggets lost last night. And what do we get?
How's your co-host doing?
What's on his mind? Golly. I try to give you a great sports talk show every day that rivals the greatest of all time. And you guys are like, how's Michael the co-host? And we can't even follow the rules on the vote. Like, we can't, together as a group, come on, let's get this together, guys. Give me the vote.
All right.
Zach
Eight
Wilson.
Men out, trouble with the curve.
Say the number slower. Sorry. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. That's the cardinal sin. You can't interrupt me during reads, Mike.
I'm helping you out.
888-530-0043.
Exclamation point.
John says, is Full Metal Jacket a Christmas movie? What the hell are we doing here? Why are we even alive here, man? I have you guys to try to cheer me up, and we can't do it. Look at this. I don't know. So text me, 888-530-0043. Give me a vote. Faith is changing her vote. I thought you were voting on For Love of the Game. Okay. My vote is the one I haven't seen, is 8 Men Out. If I can watch for free, I will watch it. Okay, so I'm getting more 8 Men Out here.
How many do we have for 8 Men Out?
A lot. Like 10. 10 for 8 Men Out. The Natural's coming in. Couple. I'll have to count them. All right, First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. And I want your responses on this. For the love of the game. Zach texting in. That's where I would go. I can watch that movie any day. All day. 12:40 the time. Shoot me more texts. I want this vote to fill up. Let's blow it up. You guys review it with us, because I want your comments on the review.
Did you read Big Hub's comment?
The one that says he's dying from your randomness? Yes.
Yes. I like that comment.
I already read that, and you responded to it by playing the fight music, because I said he's dying and I'm dying as well, but for different reasons.
Okay.
And then you played the fight thingy. And you heard me say it. I actually said it to you. What are we doing? Eastside Chris, Michael has corrupted us. Die Hard is a Christmas movie. Okay.
I really like Michael.
No one's even commenting on the actual things that we're asking them to do. It's like Jeopardy, man. Saturday Night Live Jeopardy. Hooligans, just say anything. Just say a word. And we'll get through this. 41 minutes after the hour. Let's take a break. I do want your votes on this. Because this is gonna be fun, I think. Or it's going to be the worst idea we've ever had.
So the two of us can vote, right?
Yes.
One vote for Gettysburg.
That's not a... I don't... I don't know what to do with you anymore. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Adam Matas with DNVR, the DNVR Bar, and the DNVR Nuggets podcast, and you're listening to The Whole Show with Brady Hull.
Welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by Mosquito Joe. We'll get back to our movie madness. Brady and Michael review sports movies over the summer because there's not as much going on segment on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFK. We'll get back to that at some point, but it looks like Eight Men Out and For Love of the Game are leading this thing bigly, in a big, big way. Michael, at goalie, if you're Jared Bednar, who are you starting tonight? Mackenzie Blackwood or Scott Wedgwood?
The wedge.
I mean, yeah, I think, I mean, don't you go, I mean, how long do you push this thing?
Go with the hot hand.
Go with the hot hand and, you know.
Or the hot glove.
Bednar, all the things he was saying, though, makes me think he's going to go with Mackenzie Blackwood. Because he said, hey, I talked to Wedgie and basically, you know, I couldn't find the clip this morning, Mike. I was going to send it to you. But he basically said, you know, he's of the understanding we're going to kind of do it how we did. How he rolled through the season, and we're going to interchange the guys. And he said, you know, even with a series like this, there's more time in between. It'll intensify as we go. But everything I'm hearing makes it sound like he's going to go with Mackenzie Blackwood tonight. And I would say, you know, in a playoff series like this, you keep Scott Wedgwood hot in the Kings series because the Kings aren't going to score. I mean, Mike, they could probably put, I think Tanner said they could probably put Brian back there and they'd be okay. And get his confidence up even more because he is certainly confident. But Mackenzie Blackwood was the original plan, was the original starter, and it was just Wedgwood started playing so much better. And, you know, obviously Blackwood goes down and then Wedgwood gets his opportunity and takes full advantage of that. But I'm definitely more on the Scott Wedgwood side. Let's go get this dub, Mike. I am a whole show. I'm giving it a whole show guaranteed victory tonight. How about that? The Rockies. Freudian slip. The Rockies have been on my mind. But the Avs are going to win tonight. That's not like breaking news. I think everyone's picking the Avs to win. But I think the Avs are actually going to win. What is it? The -1.5? I think they win by 2 or more goals. Yeah.
But we're going to have to wait on Friday to find out
picks
what
on,
the...
Picks are on Friday, everybody knows that, but when there's a Tuesday game, you have to make a pick on a Tuesday, Mike.
Oh, okay.
But picks are normally on Fridays, and everybody knows that. We're getting t-shirts made. Nope.
But the pick.
I already picked. I already said it.
But what's the score?
4-1. Why did you stop it so abruptly? Why did you stop it like
pick's
that?
Pick's over.
Oh, okay.
We have to go to break.
12:49 the time. Let's do that.
Congratulations to Coach Bruce Dick on winning the Colorado High School Coaches Association 2026 Media Award. Hear Coach speak with Bruce Dick, weekdays at 10 on KFKA.
Hey, this is Warren Jackson, former CSU wide receiver, and you're listening to The Whole Show on KFK.
Some of you listening are parents of athletes, kids that are doing a lot of sports. It's a busy, busy spring. I know that. And you're wanting your kids to get the best shot and the best health and the best plans possible to make sure they're having the best time playing their sports. Foundation Sports Nutrition can help you out. They have plenty of options to sit down with your kiddos and figure out what it is that they need for their training to get them to playing and feeling the best possible way they can. That's Foundation Sports Nutrition here in Greeley at 965 59th Avenue, right across from the Wells Fargo and Sonic here in Greeley. Mike Vrabel speaks. Mike, the clip of the day is coming up next.
This
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.